You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So continuing along with Matariki, I talked to Muriel Tunuho from Etu, talking about workplace relations and what a new holiday means for workplaces and just well-being of people when it comes to how they go about working throughout the year. So here is that conversation.
I think any additional public holiday is going to make a big difference for workers. And, workers who are already kind of restricted in the time they have, have off work to spend and share with their families. And then, under the EOCD countries, I think New Zealand is kind of one of those countries that have fewer public holidays each year anyway. So I think kind of introducing a new public holiday, which is the first time since, I think, 1974 when Waitangi Day was introduced. So in terms of it, I think this is a good thing for workers in terms of their well-being and giving them the freedom and ability to spend more time with their whānau and participate in their community. I think is a positive thing.
I was going to say, what impact does this have for worker well-being?
I suppose a step back, because I think you have to take this in a wider context. So what's been introduced here and what was announced yesterday was the introduction of Matariki Day, which is on the 24th of June next year, 2022. Matariki, this is unique only to Aotearoa. And I think it's important to remember that context is that date will change between June, that will fluctuate and change between June and July each year, because it's been driven by the Māori cosmology. And I think that's huge for Aotearoa. And it means that as a nation, everybody gets to participate.
Okay. So with it being a public holiday, as with any public holiday, most workers get paid a time and a half. So what impact will this have for workers having just another day where they're going to be earning a little bit more money than they usually would?
We shouldn't assume that all workers are going to automatically get paid extra, because what we do know, if you belong to a union and you're part of a collective agreement, then those are conditions that are more secured through your employment agreement as well. I think anything that is going to increase workers' rights and stability and work security, it's not only a good thing for the individual workers and the impacts it has on their families, but I think it's also good for our economy. It's also good for the their employers as well.
Okay, and do you think it was appropriate for the government to be putting this as a priority when there's still many other urgent issues surrounding workplace relations?
I think they obviously chose the timing of it to make the announcement at Waitangi, although they did indicate that this is what they were going to introduce prior to them being elected, and I think yesterday's announcement showed that they are delivering on that. It doesn't mean to say that certainly there are other priorities which we care as a union movement to ensure that they deliver on as well.
Okay, and how could introducing an Indigenous holiday, which we've seen them announce, have an impact on diversity representation in the workplace?
Well, I think you have to remember that for this public holiday, it's a public holiday, so it affects everybody, so it's not being selective, it's not race-based either, and I think everybody gets to benefit from it. I think it can also generate different conversations about Te Ao Māori and Māori knowledge as well, and I think that's for me personally, I mean, I'm Māori, as a Māori worker from Ngāti Raukawa, and I care about these things. I think it's going to be good, not only for good for us on an individual basis, but I think it's a real opportunity for all of our nation to embrace.
Okay, now are there any other comments you'd like to make?
No, I just think bring on 24th of June in 2022. I think this is a step in the right direction, and to introduce Matariki and just sort of flag that there are also some really big issues affecting workers, which we'd like to see the government deliver on, including introducing fair pay agreements, which kind of covers industries, right across industry sectors. And we know that we're already working with them towards that as well. So
that was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.